From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom, this week's Crypto Crime Report. Hackers have terrorized the crypto industry for years, but the rapid proliferation of DeFi startups has given rise to a new type of threat, the New York Times reports. These loosely regulated ventures allow investors to take out loans without revealing their identities or even undergoing a credit check. As the market surged last year, the emerging sector was hailed as the future of finance. Crypto users entrusted roughly $100 billion in virtual currency to hundreds of DeFi projects, but some of the software was built on faulty code. From CryptoSlate, Binance unveiled its new global law enforcement training program, which will help law enforcement detect cyber financial crime and assist in prosecuting malicious actors, marking the industry's first global coordinated effort to fight crypto crime. The program will be led by individuals from the Binance Investigations team, with global hands-on practice in the topic, including security experts, former law enforcement agents, and analysts. The IRS is going to court to get its hands on cryptocurrency transaction records as a part of its continuing efforts to collect more taxes from Americans who fail to report profits from digital coin trades, according to the New York Post. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan successfully obtained a court order allowing the IRS to obtain information from NY Safra Bank about American taxpayers who did not disclose crypto-related income. So far, officials have identified at least 10 U.S. taxpayers who failed to report their earnings as required by law. From Decrypt, roughly $950,000 worth of crypto has been stolen from an Ethereum vanity address generated with a tool called Profanity. The exploit leveraged a similar vulnerability related to the recent $160 million attack on Wintermute. The hacker stole 732 Ethereum before transferring the funds straight to the now-sanctioned crypto mixer Tornado Cash. As of yet, no perpetrator has come forward regarding the Wintermute attack or the more recent incident, and no funds have been recovered. For more crypto crime coverage, visit cryptocrime.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.